Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. Mr. Humble, at your service. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get to bring our good buddy Cliff Inico back on the show. Cliff is he's a recovering lawyer. We love him anyway. He's specializes in small business legal matters, and he's a great business mind. And it's one of the things that we find endearing about him. He's an eBay expert. He's written all the books on eBay: eBay Marketing Bible, eBay Sellers Tax and Legal Guide, eBay Business Answer Book. You're starting to get the picture here. But he is a pretty much master of many disciplines, and he's here to talk to us about getting your 2014, actually wrapping up 2013, some things you can still do, and get 2014 in order. Cliff Inico, welcome back to the show.
And Happy New Year, Jim. Pleasure to be back.
Right back at you. Okay, Cliff, what are some things that we need to know that we could do today that could still affect 2013 taxes?
Okay, good. Well, first of all, Jay, 2013 is over. So if you're thinking about, you know, monkeying with payments, holding on to checks, you know, and then depositing them after the first of the year, just so you know, that doesn't work.
Post-date checks doesn't work?
If you receive the check in 2013, you are supposed to report it as 2013 income.
Right.
And likewise, you know, if you wrote the check, it has nothing to do with when you wrote the check. It has to do with when the check is received.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I get a lot of checks on January 2nd. It's amazing how that works. I mean, my mailbox is full of money on January 2nd because people write the check.
Now, the date is December, but they're not letting you get the money till January, right?
Correct. That's exactly right.
They write the check December 31st, and then they put it on a slow boat to China and back in the mail.
Exactly. I tell you, it's incredible. And also, too, I'm also up at the Secretary of State's office filing like 30 LLCs because everybody wants to form an LLC as of the first of the year to avoid taxes for the previous year. So 2013 is over. There are a couple of things, though, that you need to know about in terms of tax planning, and the big thing is your retirement plan. This is one tax break that has not been affected by any of the recent tax laws. If you have a retirement plan, a SEP, regular IRA, Roth IRA, 401k.
SEP employment plan, SEP.
Right. SEP, Simplified Employment Employee Pension. Any of these things, you can make a contribution to that right up until April 15th, and that will count as a deduction on your 2013.
But you had to set it up. You had to set it up in the previous year, though, right?
That is correct, but
SEP had
if
to be,
you, but hold it, if you form it, but here's the greatest thing. If, let's say you don't have one of these things, if you form it now, you can form it now, make a contribution to it, and it will still count toward your 2013.
What? Yeah. I thought December 31st was a drop dead date on that.
No, you had to. No, you can actually set up a plan now. As I understand the tax rules, you can set up a plan now and make a contribution to it, and it will count against your 2013 taxes. In fact, it even gets better than that, Jim. Let's say you go on extension. Let's say that you extend the time for filing, you know, to October 15th.
As I always do.
Right, or if you're a corporation, it's September 15th because, you know, they're on a different schedule. They go March, and they file in March rather than April. You can actually wait to make the payment up the contribution up until October 15th, and it will still count as a 2013 tax deduction.
Wow.
Now, there's only one trick to that, though. If you go on extension, you got to be careful about this. If you owe taxes, you have to make the tax payment by April 15th. You can extend the time for filing.
You don't have to file it until the fall.
Right, October.
But
you got to pay the taxes. So let's say, for example, you do your tax planning and you say, you know what, I'm going to put $20,000 in a SEP, and you base your income calculation on that, and you pay that in April. you sure as heck better make the payment to your retirement plan by mm-hmm. October 15th. If mm-hmm. you don't do that, then you've underpaid your taxes for 2013, and you're going to have interest penalties and all that good stuff,
mm-hmm.
is what's going to happen. So whatever you tell the IRS in April, make sure you do it in October, or else you're gonna have problems there.
Right, right. So so a SEP, of course, an IRA you can set up between now and April 15th,
mm-hmm.
regular IRA. A Roth IRA, you can do that now too, right?
Yep, I believe that's right too.
Yep.
And the same with the SEP. You know, I mean, again, I'll defer to some CPAs out there, but my understanding
yeah.
has always been that you can form this thing right, this sucker, right up
right.
until April 15th and put money into it and
right.
it'll still qualify.
So check it out, folks. You're going to need some help with that anyway. Probably a financial institution at your bank, they can help you with that paperwork too.
You betcha.
We're going to be right back. Cliff Inico is going to be with us. We're going to talk about some more things. We're going to talk about setting up that business entity that he talked about. We're going to talk about getting those 1099s out. You know about that? The K-1s that may be coming in. And Obamacare. After these messages, 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.